Anyways,
well, Jim, I was talking today about your transition from running back to receiver. And what do you feel you bring? What does your skill set bring to the team?
You know, I think just being a running back for, you know, a lot of my life just definitely helps with, you know, run after catchability and things like that. And, you know, whatever role they want me to step into, you know, I'm excited to do that and, you know, get to it.
Before the Carolina game, your Whitehead said that Christian McCaffrey reminded him of you and not the other way around. Is that a fair scouting report about what you're bringing up?
I mean, you know, he's just a great guy, and obviously he sees me in practice, so probably why he made the reference of, you know, him being like me instead of the other way around, but, you know, I'll take it. I'll take it.
You got this opportunity, obviously, you know, last year at the end of last year, but is it different now, week 7, knowing that there's
right, you know, it's definitely probably a bigger opportunity to get out there and prove myself. But at the same time, no matter what, it's still week to week. You know, you got it one day at a time, and you never know what could happen in this league. So you just got to attack one day at a time, like I said, and see what happens.
What's the mood like in the wide receiver room? I mean, is everybody excited for the next man up type of
Yeah, mindset? That's how it's always been because, you know, we're out there, we're all working hard, and we see how hard each other, you know, we all work. And so whenever someone else gets another opportunity, you know, we're all rooting for them, and and so it's fun.
Jim Bob talked about your work ethic, and certainly everybody works really hard, right, you know, in the locker room. But what's your journey been like, you know, through practice squad, look team, all that stuff? I mean, how patient do you have to be to work
I mean, you know, work ethic's something, you know, that's been preached to me ever since I was younger. And especially when, you know, like I said, everyone works hard here. And, you know, me being undersized, being from a smaller school, you know, I need to give a little bit more effort probably and stuff. So that's just something, you know, I put on myself. And and just, you know, in order to improve, that's what I got to do. So
what's the biggest challenge for you in your journey, you know, getting onto the active roster? Patience, proving you're not as small as people might think, or what's the challenge for you?
I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of challenges with anybody, not just me. But I think just being able to you know, coming from a smaller school, earn the trust of everyone to be out there, you know, on Sunday nights or whatever it is. And, you know, I think that's a big part. And, you know, just obviously improving all my skills and getting used to this the fast game that the NFL has.
How fun is it proving people wrong? I mean, you mentioned small guy, this, that, all that.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I've been doubted not just, you know, at the times. I've been doubted a lot of times throughout my life. So it's always, you know, I always look forward to being the underdog. And I feel like that's when I perform my best anyway. So, you know, I'm just going to try to continue to do so.
We don't see practice a lot, you know, during the regular season. We just see a small portion. I'm just curious, what is practice like for a practice squad player? How many opportunities do you get?
I mean, you get a lot of opportunities because you're out there, you know, running against the first defense, and you know, it's definitely a lot of running. It's a lot of hard work, and so you definitely get your conditioning up. But yeah, you know, definitely got to take advantage of each opportunity because we're, you know, every offense is pretty similar. You're running things that are similar to your scheme, so you know, just work on your own different techniques that you want to use in practice.
Any adjustment to Matthew that you have to make?
You know, I've been, you know, playing catch with him and running routes with him for a while now, so yeah, I think, you know, we'll be good with that opportunity whenever it comes. So
was it a surprise to get called up to the active roster?
You know, it's always a little bit surprising just because you never know, but you know, I was glad when it came.
Were you McCaffrey? Did you mimic McCaffrey? And
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that stuff. But yeah.
The game's over there now.
Yeah. No, yeah, I was McCaffrey, yeah. So.